The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mike Earle of KDSN Radio in Denison and Bill Shea of the Fort Dodge Messenger. The first question will come from KDSN's Mike.
Senator Grassley, obviously with mass shooting yesterday, do you have any reaction to it as far as just in general?
I will have the same reaction probably that I would have told similar news people like you over three or four mass killings that we've had here in the last two, three, 4 years. And number one, I'd rather answer your question, and I don't, this is an accusation that you shouldn't ask your question. I'm just stating a generic. I'd rather have discuss this with people when there hasn't been a mass killing. But we'll discuss it whenever it has to be discussed. And I've come to the conclusion, now I don't know for sure if what I'm going to say is applicable to yesterday or not, but it's been applicable except for one out of the last 10 mass shootings, that everybody has had a mental issue. And we've got to deal with the mental issue from the standpoint of people that have mental issues should not be able to get guns, at least not buy guns. And there isn't much of that information in the database that the FBI retains. So that's where I would go as a first step, because that's something common to all these shootings. Whereas a lot of other suggestions have come up from my colleagues, and as far as I can tell you, any one of those suggestions would not have stopped the specific killing that they're making suggestions for after each one of them. Bill?
What is the latest on reports of the possibility of reopening the farm bill and cutting significant money from crop insurance programs?
Yeah. Well, I just, at 1:25 Eastern time, I gave a speech on this, but the speech didn't really answer your question, but I want to tell you about that speech. Right now, the farm bill will not be opened up from the standpoint of the $3 billion that was taken out of crop insurance in a bill that passed a couple months ago, because the omnibus appropriation bill, or I should say it's going to be in the highway bill, is going to restore that $3 billion. So at this point, the highway bill is not being reopened, except next week, the House is going to pass an omnibus appropriation bill. The agricultural provisions of that, the Agriculture Department provisions of it, has something in it that opens up the farm bill. Now, it doesn't take money away from the farm bill, but it reestablishes a program in 2008 we ended because we felt it wasn't needed under the new farm bill of 2008, and that would apply to the new farm bill of 108. That's the issuing of certificates without having the money that is included in the certificates going to an individual farmer covered by the payment limitation. So that is opening up the farm bill in a way that we've all said wasn't going to be opened up. And so I gave my speech alerting the people to what was hidden in the House Agriculture Appropriation Bill, hopefully to get enough attention that it's opening up the farm bill and we shouldn't be doing that. Obviously, we shouldn't be doing something that give wealthy farmers even more money. Mike?
Speaking of agricultural-related issues, the RFS standards and the EPA, obviously, it did not go the way the ethanol industry would have liked. Is there any action that industry can take or will be taking, do you see, in the foreseeable future?
Well, I wish I could tell you that Congress could take action, and we could take action. Would we be successful in taking that action? It's a foregone conclusion we wouldn't, but we could override it. So I think our hope is in a court case that probably the ethanol industry and maybe the corn growers are going to file that would say that or would request of the judge to read the legislation that passed in 2005 and say that EPA doesn't have the authority to reduce what's mandated by law. That's our best hope at this point. Back to the next guy.
Yeah, that'd be me, Bill O'Shea at the Messenger. You co-authored a package of juvenile justice reforms that passed the Judiciary Committee. What's the status on that?
Well, it's relatively non-controversial, and I suppose I'm a little embarrassed that we don't have it to the president by now. There is maybe some minor things that need to be worked out, but not really serious opposition to passage. And I think we'll get it up early next year, unless it's going to take a long period of debate. But right now, it hasn't come up in the fall because the agenda for the Senate in the fall was so filled up with what people would consider more important. But I'm very happy to work on that bill, that issue, because it got out of committee with 100% vote of the committee, and I think we'll eventually get it through the Senate without any distorting bill. And I'm back to Mike.
Senator, the Syrian refugees, obviously the House was trying to pass legislation or maybe has passed legislation as part of a different bill that might affect that. Is there any chance the Senate would take up that particular issue?
I sure hope so. And we're trying to get it up. By the way, we aren't saying that you shouldn't take refugees, and we aren't saying you shouldn't take Syrian refugees, but we're going to call a halt to the program for this country of Syria and their people, because ISIS has threatened to put to sneak in terrorists into America under that program. And we have a responsibility, the federal government's number one responsibility, to protect the people. And we shouldn't be letting people in. It looks like we don't have a vetting process that will make that certain. So we got to have a halt on Syrian refugees until we make sure that we can keep terrorists out. On the other hand, let me tell you, we'll probably still take 75,000 refugees mostly from Africa and Southeast Asia over the next 12 months. And we probably have taken a little over a million since 9/11 is just one example. Bill?
Any comment on the possibility that the Fed will raise interest rates when it meets December 15th?
Well, the comment is that they should do it. And they should do it cautiously, I would say. But they've got they've gone from 2008 figure of about $800 billion on their balance sheet up to $4.6 trillion on their balance sheet. And that balance sheet has to be reduced. And one way of reducing it is through increased interest rates. Mike?
Senator, with Republican primary and caucuses coming up, do you have any inkling of which way you would like to see the party turn, whether it's a candidate or maybe a movement of sorts? So where do you see it happening in Iowa?
Well, I don't see it happening until maybe mid-January, for the reason that most polls I've seen, even for people that have picked a candidate at this point, 75% of the people haven't made up their mind or are willing to change their mind. And so I think it's going to be well past the first of the year before you're going to gain confidence of who's carrying Iowa. Bill?
There was a measure in the Senate that would allow 18-year-olds to drive trucks on interstate routes. It was introduced by a senator from Nebraska. Do you know what had happened to that?
It's not. It would have been introduced and brought up on the highway bill, and it wasn't brought up. Mike?
With the possibility of more troops heading to fight ISIS over in the Middle East, where do you stand on that, and what support should be given to any troops on the ground?
Well, if our generals say they're needed, I would support it, as long as we can, as long as they aren't in the front lines. And I think we're sending over special ops people, and I think their main job is to be close enough to targets that are going to be hit by our airplanes so that they can direct the missiles to where they're going to do the most good. And I think that that's very much a good thing. Thank you, Mike and Bill, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.